Postal workers around the country are protesting plant closures with the National Day of Action to stop delaying America's mail. Here in Wisconsin, there are protests today at four of the Postal Service centers that are scheduled to be closed or consolidated next year in Madison, Eau Claire, Wausau, and La Crosse. Another 78 locations nationally are scheduled to be closed at the end of January, and protesters are looking for a last-minute moratorium on that action. Here with us now is Mark Diamonstein, president of the American Postal Workers Union, which represents 200,000 postal workers. Mark, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
So to begin with, can you give us a snap of where postal plants are scheduled to be closed, a snapshot, if you will?
Well, there's 82 around the country, the four you listed in Wisconsin, and the others cover 37 different states, so it's widespread. And this follows 140 processing plants that are already closed throughout the country in 2012. So this is just another hit. It's wrong. It's illogical unless somebody wants to kill the Postal Service. So we're fighting back, and we're hoping to keep these plants open.
What is the thinking behind the scheduled closings? Why are they happening?
Well, the post office thing, of course, you know, you probably have to ask them exactly what they're thinking is, but their public argument is that the Postal Service needs to save money because they're in an economic crisis. But the financial crisis is manufactured by Congress. Actually, the post office is doing quite well. Their operating balance sheet was $1.4 billion plus. And while there's changes in the mail and all, there's great opportunities. So the future should be bright. But, it's a question of whether it's going to be an approach to cut, and slash and burn, or whether the approach is going to be to build and enhance and expand and make sure that this institution thrives for generations forward.
There has been some bad financial news for the post office over the last several years. Last year, the Postal Service lost $5 billion. And the idea is that this may not be sustainable in the long run, the way things are going, and could lead to bankruptcy. What would you say are some better options if you want to avoid closures?
Well, can I answer that $5 billion
yes.
deficit idea first? Mm-hmm. That's actually the hoax. The post office is making money operationally. That $5 billion is a debt on paper that Congress created in 2006, where they say the post office has to spend $5.5 billion of their money put in there by the users of the post office, no tax dollars, but by the users of the post office, and it's shifted over to the Treasury to fund retiree health benefits 75 years into the future for workers not even born yet. There's no other agency, no other business that faces that crushing burden. So they're really not in debt. This is a shell game. And then they use the shell game to tell the people of this country, oh, the post office can't do this. We have to close plants. We have to reduce service. We have to do away with overnight mail. And it's really wrong, and it's a hoax on the people of this country. So part of the reason we're out here on this day of action today is to let the people of the country know what's actually happening and what's actually going on.
What about data research that shows that people are simply sending less mail, especially less mail that's first class, that's going to return the Christmas card, the holiday card, that kind of thing. Isn't that down?
Well, the people are sending less first class letters, so the mail's changing. But we have a saying that the internet taketh and the internet giveth. So while the internet has changed first class mail, it's created an explosion in package delivery through online orders and so on. So this is not a one way ticket. So we think part of growing the post office is to make sure that the post office captures that online market, and no entity is better positioned to serve the people of this country in this period of e-commerce than the United States Postal Service that has an infrastructure that covers every community, every nook and cranny in the land. So yes, it is changing, but it's not all downhill. Some's downhill and some's uphill.
Now, you made the case that these closures, Wisconsin's and the nation's, would delay the country's mail. By how much are you talking about?
Well, the not just the closures, but change in what the Postal Service calls service standards, how long it goes from point A to point B, and those changes are coming in January, simultaneous with the plant closings. They will do away with overnight mail delivery, basically, throughout the country, from one side of your town to the other, neighbor to neighbor, and it pushes back all other mail. So now if mail is two-day mail, it'll be 3- and 4-day mail. This is a time where many states are going to vote by mail, which is a great thing. This is going to kill that. This is a time of online shopping where people expect things quickly. This is a time where more and more people get their medicines through the mail. And there are many other ways that people very much use and need the postal system. So in the Wisconsin cities where this is happening, you have two things happening. The service is going to be just go absolutely down because mail is going to be shipped hundreds of miles every night rather than sorted in their town and gotten to the homes and the businesses the following day. But also there's going to be a major loss of living wage jobs. And every time that happens, not only does it affect those families, but affects the entire economic well-being of those cities. There's an economic negative impact that just spreads throughout the tax base, the small business in the area, and so on. So those cities are taking a double hit. The people of the country will take a hit on their mail service throughout, and it's a downward spiral that's just gonna continue to undermine this what should be a great public service.
In terms of the number of jobs lost, how big an impact do you see that being in terms of the actual number you're anticipating?
In some of these cities, the job loss will be up to 300 or 400 folks, like in Madison. Over 100 jobs in Wausau, and you know, up between probably 75 and 100 in the two other towns. And when you add that all up, and then all the other businesses that are associated with that, there's transportation and so on. So it has an effect on the jobs even beyond the postal workers in those areas. But that, you know, if you add it up in Wisconsin, you're probably talking about 500, 600, 700 good living wage jobs that provide a great service to the people of this country and the people of the state and the people of those cities.
Now, you said that you see opportunity here for the United States Postal Service to grow based on the fact that people order a lot of packages online and that there's lots of medications, that kind of thing, and that opportunity isn't being capitalized on. But doesn't the USPS have a lot of competition from private services like FedEx and UPS?
Well, obviously there are people on the private side that do that kind of business as well, but nobody's as well situated as the post office to do it. And I never said the post office would get 100% of it or should get 100% of it, but it's a growing area where the post office can certainly grow. And there are other areas as well, by the way, in terms of growing the postal service, not necessarily in mail processing, but there's financial services. There's all sorts of licensing and so on that the Postal Service can do.
What are you hoping people take away from the protest today?
Well, what we're hoping people take away is, number one, an awareness that this is happening, going to happen to their mail, to their cities, to their jobs in those cities. And number two, a growing positive pressure on Congress, the Board of Governors, and the Postmaster General. We're just asking for, right now, for a one-year moratorium on these plant closures. 51 senators are already on board demanding that the post office hold off for a year. Let's see if all the parties involved, labor, industry, postal, can put their heads together, try to deal with some legislation that can relieve the post office of the burden we were talking about earlier, this $5.5 billion a year that is just choking it. And if we allow it to be choked, this is going to become Wall Street's post office, not the people's post office.
What do you think could happen in that year moratorium, if you get it, that would change people's mind?
Well, the four postal unions and much of the mailing industry have been working on compromise legislation that would both relieve the post office of this undue burden, which would change the dynamics, and then enable the post office to grow well, while keeping rates as reasonable and uniform and universal as they should be.
Mark, thank you so much for coming on and talking today.
Thank you very much. And, you know, we are the people we represent are very proud to serve the American people in the way we do, and we hope to be able to do that for generations to come.
We've been speaking with Mark Diamonstein, president of the American Postal Workers Union. Today, postal workers in Wisconsin and around the country are protesting plant closures slated for next year, four of those here in Wisconsin, in Wausau, Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Madison. What do you make about those proposed plant closures? And what about mail volume being down? Do you think that this is the answer? You can continue that conversation. Head over to the Central Time Facebook page.